So we're in Trent Song. We're together. We thank the Lord for what He has done for us, the universe, and also the greatness of His love when He created this world for us. And we will sing together at page 25, How Great the Heart. Yeah, it's better if you stand, you know, it gives you more air in your lungs. So we invite the people also outside, if they want to come to join us during the time that we'll be ready for this song. And the song we'll sing at page 25. For the one who was not here. Page 25, How Great the Heart. You know, when I was, like I said this morning, suspended in the universe, yes, I was fear, but in the same time, I was amazed. Because, you know, the beauty of the universe is something. Huh? And I remember when I was young, you know, I was I can say that, in front of a flower. I can stay there and look the flower. And, you know, all the line and every colors and everything with nuance inside of this. It's amazing. I was just there. And it's remind me in the time of Christmas, you know, I was in front of the Christmas tree on my belly. At that time, I have a little one. You need a cousin somewhere. You know? So I was laying down, you know, on my belly and watching the manger. I can stay there during 2 hours. Because the manger was so talking to me. When Jesus, you know, came in his world. And I know exactly how he born at that moment. I can see, you know, the Virgin Mary with Saint Joseph there. And when they were together, the moment came. And Joseph went outside of the cave there. It was like, you know, it was not a manger that we see in our, but like a cave. I just described what I saw. And he went outside to have some wood for the fire, you know. And during that moment, a big light came from heaven and covered all the Virgin Mary. And this light was so shining, you cannot see through it. It was too much shining. And suddenly, I hear the voice of the baby Jesus. He was born. And Mary have baby Jesus without pain. And the reason is because she was created without the original sin. This is why. And never the Virgin Mary, her virginity was broken when she gave birth to Jesus. The virginity of the Virgin Mary was not broken. She was confirmed in her virginity. And because his motherhood was unique, you know. And this was the miracle under the light of God. And somebody said to me, how can you say that? I said, because God is God. God is not the one you think he is. God is not the one you have in your mentality. Or he don't have to frame what you think that is science for you. He's greater than that. He creates scientific people. He gave the gift of science. He put there everything in their head. Do you believe that he cannot do something greater than that? You know? And this is the beauty of the manger, the beauty of the Holy Family. The Holy Family was so, you know, when I saw the Holy Family with Padre Pio. Padre Pio, I think now it's near of 3 years, 2 years, certainly. And he bring me, you know, I was in my room. I said good night to the guy. I went there at 9 o'clock, I will say. I entered my room, and we have a routine, huh? Yeah. We fix our pillow, and I'm like the others, you know. I remember this young girl, you know, I was shopping, and I was choosing the ketchup, you know, and in the shop there. And she said, Mom, look. I look. And she said, he eats eggs like us. I was choosing the eggs, you know, ketchup eggs. Like us. I said, oh. It's amazing sometimes, the kids. So then I was there, and I was fixing the thing for the night. And when I dropped on my bed, immediately I was going. And I saw, it was the prophet Elijah. And after that, I saw St. John the Baptist. And after that, you know, it was going so fast. I saw Padre Pio, who was there, and smiling to me, you know. So I arrived, and I asked him, how come? You know, I was too much. I didn't say, hello, Padre, how are you? I was not polite enough, you know. Sorry, Padre, but, you know. And I said, I have a question. I said in my head, you know, I didn't express that by mouth at that moment. But I was thinking, how come I saw Elijah, I saw John the Baptist, and now it's you? And he answered straight back to me without moving their lips. He said to me, you know, because it's the same spirit. I said, yeah, it's true. The same spirit of God through all the ages. You know, it's always the same spirit. It's just us who change. They are there, always the same. The same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow. Here is Christ, you know, and the Holy Spirit and the Father. So he bring me in heaven. And when he bring me in heaven, the first thing I saw, you know, he said, now I have to come with me. I have to guide you to some place where you will be, you know, very happy. I look at him and he said, come. And then the fence came, like a golden fence in front of me. And suddenly the big door was so big and so gorgeous, you know, all golden things. Decor, I never saw the stone like that. It was not diamonds, it was not, I don't know, I cannot describe it. But it was, you know, the stone was so shining. And I understand that it was heaven. I said, I cannot go there. I will die, because, you know, to go to heaven, you must die. So, you know, and he smiled to me, and in answer to me, are you not dead 4 times before? I said, yeah, it's true. And he said, So he said, okay, I will hold your hands. So I gave him my hands, and we go together. And the first thing I saw, you know, it's really important, because everything, you know, an experience, a spiritual experience, it's not for us. It's always for others, you know. And inside of this spiritual experience, a real spiritual experience, when you share with the others, it's give them, I will say, the taste of God. You know, and when I enter inside of, I passed the fence with him, and came immediately in front of us, like a road, you know, designed in front of us, and we enter on this road and we walk, and suddenly, the first thing I noticed was the beauty there is incomparable of what we have on earth. But the first thing that struck me was the flowers. So nice flowers there. And the first flower who are numerous in heaven are roses. And I said to him, oh, the flower, the roses, so many roses. And he said to me, they are the flower of the Virgin Mary. And I said, oh. And suddenly, I noticed that the flower was alive. You know? And I look. I said, the flower. He said, yes. He said, they are alive. He said, yes. And I look, and the petal of the flower, you know, it was so beautiful and alive. He said, they represent, on each roses represent in heaven a person on earth. And when this person died, the flower is no more there. Because the person come for the judgment in front of Jesus. And if this person go to hell, she will not be in heaven. So the flower is no more there. And if this person go to the purgatory, she will be no more there until the time she will enter in heaven. And then it will be no more a flower, a representation. It will be a person in person, herself. So I was astonished about that. So you are all roses for the Virgin Mary. You see these nice roses? Some are yellow, some are white, some are red, some are pink, you know. Every one of you have roses. How you find mine? I think I am blue. But you know, the other flowers there was the lilies. Not the lilies, the daisies. Daisies. Yeah, they were so numerous. And I said, how come so many daisies? He said, they are the flower of the Eternal Father. I said, wow. I said, the Eternal Father. He said, yes. And this is why they are everywhere on earth. You can see the daisies everywhere on earth, you know. Every country I went, daisies are there. And you know, We take one and we play with the petal. Eh? I'm married, I'm not married. I'm married, I'm not married. And you took the heart, which is yellow, old heart, and you broke it in your hand. How many children I will have? But my sister, we did that, you know, when I was young. How many children I will have? 13! Ah, I said it's better than mom. 23, you know. And she said to me, why you don't do it? I said, because I will never be married. I don't have to count my petal. But you know, they are the flower of the... And we continue together. And the other things that I want to underline, I saw a dog there. Phew! A dog was passing. I said, a dog? How come a dog is in heaven? You know, with my frame. Eh? Look. Theology where I was winning. And he laughed. He said, Michel, this is not the animal on earth who have committed the original sin. This is not the animal on earth who have committed the original sin. It means that, you know, they are suffering from the original sin committed by the person. This is why in St. Paul, you see this reading, who said that all the earth has fear, I don't know. Hope, I will say. Hope for the glory of the children of God. Because at that moment, all the earth will be liberated from this original sin. Cries out, yeah. And this is important there. And I understand that. What we can imagine, you know, from heaven, we have not too much idea about that. So, and the creation, I understand that the creation will be never destroyed at that moment. Because everything that God has created was created with his love. And the love of the Father is for all his creation. And when Jesus came on earth, yes, he has saved us from the sin, from the power of Satan, and also from the power of death, who is a consequence of the original sin. But he has done more than that. He has also liberated all what was created in the hand of the Father. It means that he is the Redemptor, Christ the King, is the Redemptor of all universe and all mankind in the same time. If he is the Redemptor of all this, this is why the book of Revelation talks about a new Jerusalem. The one who will be refreshed under the grace of salvation of the Lord. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is our Father, you know, together when we pray that. So, and then we went together and I saw the Holy Family. The Holy Family there, you know, I will talk about the Holy Family later, but I just give you, can you imagine Saint Joseph? Saint Joseph, you know, they put him sometimes, he looked like that, you know. Oh, no. He's strong, you know. A strong man, a beautiful man, you know, he's really beautiful. The purity of Saint Joseph is not equal, you know. And he's so nice, strong, firm, so male. We can feel his masculinity, you know. Because he really represents our Father on earth. And through him, we feel in the same time the love from him, you know. He is a real protector of the Holy Family. And on earth, he is a real protector of the church. you can pray Saint Joseph with strong faith. He will act for you. So, and the other point is the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary is so beautiful. She's the flesh of the Virgin Mary. It's a flesh of light, I would say. The beauty of this. She is not, the flesh of Saint Joseph are a little bit different than the one of Mary. The light from the flesh of Mary, so pure. And I touch her. Because, you know, she asked me to have the baby Jesus in my hand. But I will leave this part for another. You know, I cannot give you all the steak in the same time. It's good to have a little appetite. So I was saying this because, you know, the fact that the presence of time who bring us in front of the Holy Family, I will say it's Christmas time. And this is why Christmas is really important in our life. I am a child of Christmas, I can assure you this. And I can recall, you know, when I was in front of the manger, you know, this little manger, and I can pray with that. You know, I can, in my heart, was singing in front of the manger of the Lord. And I hope you will do it for Christmas. Do it for Christmas, especially this one. Because the next one, you know. So do it for this one. And make a manger at home. I will have the message for that for you. And make this manger, and please, go and lay down on your belly. It's not a problem if you do it like that. God have already goes on the boat. So, you can, you know, the importance is that you are in front of the holy manger. And then you will reach the tenderness of the holy family. Yeah, if you have a heart of a child. You know, we pray, and Jesus said, only the one who will become like this child will enter in the kingdom of God. This is the heart of child. We need it to refine the way of our connection with God by the heart that we have when we were so pure and young, you know. And I have the message for you today that was given for this retreat. And I want to underline this message now, because it's at your in your booklet, page 5. The message was given to me in August, you know, in August 8 of August 2019, and it was for this retreat. You know. The people said to me, how come you have a message at that time for the retreat now? I look at them, you know. It's like ask me, why the Mass for Christmas is at midnight? Because something, God is always on time. He's never late. It's us who are late, you know. So he said, my dearest children, as your father, I want to thank everyone who has come to this retreat. And this is important, because when the father thanks us, you know, it's like when we celebrate a member of our family at home, and you prepare a big cake there, and you ask him to blow the candle, you know. And after that, everyone have tasted the cake. He said, I would like to thank everyone for having prepared this birthday for me. So this is nice. And when the Father thanks us to be here, it, you know, you give him so much joy. Because he wants you so much in this happiness, who is a blessing from him. So This is the way to participate to his joy when you are here, to thank the Lord. And in the same time, I thank Joliet, who organized with all the, you know, the core of the Gospel House this evening, who welcome us today. I think we can applaud them to please God the Father. And he said, every time you gathered in this blessed house of my daughter Mary, you please my heart and the heart of my son Jesus, who is already well represented there and there also, you know. Today, I want to reaffirm to you my presence and my blessing. My son and I will provide many graces for you and for your family and for your friends. And he said to me that many will receive healing during this retreat. Healing for their body. But if you go to the confession, you will receive from the confession many graces of healing. So if you ask me to confess you, I will invite you to look my schedule. So we have priests here to receive your confession, you know. And they are better than me to confess because you know why? They understand you. My English is not so good, me. You know, I was in the parish and I never learned English. My bishop named me in an English parish. So I never learned English. So I arrived there, I was speaking French. I have the catechism in English and the Bible in English, and I have to preach the people with that, you know. So in 15 days, I learned the language. Wow. You know, and I have no choice. And it was the sin who was the difficult for me when I went to get confessional, because I hear nothing of the people, you know. They have the way to say the things that I cannot understand what they are saying. So I phoned the bishop. I said, I hear nothing of the sin, and I have to go to give the absolution. I am the only priest here. He said, oh, it's okay, Michel. The Holy Spirit understands. I said, okay. So during a while, you know, I was not understanding until the time when I read, you know, I was at the pulpit, and I read the reading of St. Paul, who have all, you know, he gave a list of the sin. And I was, you know, because the list, I know all by heart in French. So I can follow the list in French by translating. And I said in front of the crowd, oh, now I understand the sin. Nobody came to the confession after. It's true. I phoned back to the bishop. I said, Bishop, now I understand all the sin and nobody come to the confession. He said, you must fast. God be blessed. Oh, la la. My son and I will provide many graces for you and for your family and for your friends. The ministry of healing that my priest will offer to you will bear many graces for your health and for your soul. I have bring with me the oil of Saint Joseph, and I have also the relic of our founder, Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. And we will have this healing, and I will bless, you know, everyone for this healing. But the first healing, I assure you, is the confession. If you are in state of grace, you don't need a confession. But if you are not in state of grace, poof, I will kick you. It's just important, you know. I must warn you that many search for the date of my intervention in this world. I repeat this one, I think. I must warn you that many search for the date of my intervention in this world. You know? Not you.
No, 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 no.
Many calculate. What's said in Garabandal? What said, oh, there. Ah, this prophet said that. Oh, this one said that. It can be between. Not you. Because remember this thing. Who put Adam and Eve, who were in the paradise, with nothing around them to press and oppress? Only this little serpent there. You know? And they were curious. The tree. The fruit of the tree. If you eat this one, you know, was the trees of life, you will find that. No, 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 he doesn't say that like that. You don't understand what he said. You know, this little serpent has a possibility to talk. And the way he talked, it was the way that pleased already the curiosity for the tree. What is the date? What can be the date? Perhaps this month. I warn you, that many search for the date of my intervention in this world. These curiosities do not correspond to the grace of my care for you. Yes. I have said many times that I will protect my children during the days of tribulation and darkness. We will be ready. What we have to do to be ready? What kind of stuff we need? Father, come. Come see, Father. Yes, what's happened? Oh, look there. So many food there. So many. Why? It's for the days when we will be, you know, in the refuge. I saw, you know, so many food in some place that you cannot pass. You have to work like that. I saw mountain of toilet paper. It's amazing how we take care of our mouth and the rest. Oh, Lord. And he laughed, you know. The father laughed. You know, when he talks, I feel the humor of the father. Sometimes he laughs so much, you know. He let us go, you know, like little, little ants, you know, who grab everything, you know, and he laughed, you know. Because when we are doing this, we are not sin. We are not doing sin. You know, when we are super occupied by what we need, we are forgetting to make sin. So it's preferable for him to laugh. And to let us go and to have us, you know, under the curiosity of Satan, who will make us under the sin. So the protection of my angel, the refuges that I have prepared for you, the gift of the illumination of conscience from the Holy Spirit of love. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of love. And the unique grace of salvation of my son, Jesus, are enough to calm you. Oh. You know, as I was, you know, I have a different kind of experience. I was in the airplane a day, and the airplane, we were at 35,000 feet high, I know, and suddenly a motor just dropped from the airplane. And you know what's happened? The airplane, and 10,000 feet in a few seconds. And the man there, because I wear my Roman collar, you know, grabbed my hand. He was so fear. And, you know, the thing goes out, you know, poof, poof, poof. And then I cannot reach the... And he said, "Father, we will die." I said, "Perhaps." And we are so worried. Why? And he said, you know, "It's enough. All the grace that I gave you and I show you already, all the information that you got, all the message that you have, all the miracle around you, it's enough to calm you." Oh, it's cool, huh? Yeah, to calm you and to give you peace. Search first for the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be given to you. Jesus said that to you. Huh? Jesus said that. You will never be orphaned, never forsaken. I am your Father, and my Son, your Redeemer, and upon you is my Spirit of love. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. It's remind me, you know, John Paul II. What a man. Huh? And, you know, he went on the St. Peter. Every television had brack, you know, on him. "Be not afraid." Around the world. "Ah, be not afraid." And he... Everyone was, and the song came out, and after that, it was every discourse after that, the theologian, "Be not afraid," they repeat all the words. They don't know what it means, but... It's true. Do you remember that?
Yes.
But this sentence from him passed through our body and our heart, passed through our soul, because he was Peter. In front of us, who affirm the faith of the church that never the devil will prevail. This is Peter. It gave us a kind of freedom, of liberation, of affirmation of our faith that we stand firm with him, and with him we were proud to announce to the on the name of the Lord to the others, "Be not afraid." Until the young believer used the sentence, you know that. "Be not afraid. As I nourish the birds and dress the lilies of the field, I protect you." It's amazing for me. You know, when I was young, it's a long time ago. Mama has a lot of flowers. My mom was a lady of flowers, you know, and particularly dahlia. I don't know which, you know, which flower, the dahlia.
Yeah.
You know, the species of dahlia can be numerous. And at home, I think she has 35 species of dahlia.
Wow.
You understand? Carol said 5,000. So it was for us, it was nice. And sometimes we have storm. You know, when I talk about a storm, the wind is there and the rain is there and everything, you know, bang, 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 hit the windows, and it's a big storm. And every time that we have a storm, you know what my mom did? With the holy blessed water, she put a cross in each windows of the house. And she said, "Children, we say the rosary." We were. And a day, you know, a tornado came in my area. That's why almost all the, you know, the others there. And when it arrived to our home, we saw the tail of this, you know. And we were saying the rosary. And turn around. Never hit the farm, nor the house, nor the land. Everything was. And mom after, you know, she said, come with me. So we went outside. And she said, we will look how the flowers are. They were gorgeous, you know, with all these little drops of water in. You know, they have not been injured. And, you know, in our, this is why when I read this, it's remind me all this thing. Do not let your heart be troubled, you know. I nourish the bird and I dress the lilies of the field. I protect you. What is the meaning of the earth, you think? The meaning of the earth is because we are here. We were created at the image and resemblance of our Father. So when he gave the earth for us, when he gave everything for us, when the development of humanity have created, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, we inspire many and many to, you know, to do their best with their talents to ameliorate the situation of the world everywhere. This is why we are here. And the meaning of the earth, it's for us. But in the same time, us, we must take care also of what was given to us by the Lord. We are the intendant of the Lord for the earth. We are here. He protect the earth for us. And us, we are protecting by him for his own glory. Do not let your heart be troubled by having them wander on the path of misplaced curiosity that will make you anxious. Paranoid, you know. You know who is paranoid? The devil paranoid. Can you imagine him when he is in hell? He don't like to be there. He's agoraphobic. And plus, you know, he have the anger. So he cannot stay there. He want to destroy. And when he's prisoner over there, he paranoid. He paranoid because he imagine what the children of God will have. He cannot accept that. He imagine what can be his life if he were faithful. He cannot accept that. Is too pride. So he paranoid of many things. But we are not like that, huh? What is this thing? I paranoid. No, do not let your heart be troubled because of your curiosity, you know. Curiosity, it's good in a sense that it make us under researching. When it's good, it's good. But we must make the difference between curiosity and, you know, the one who want to know the future. Mediumny. The curiosity is different than mediumny. Yeah. We try to see the future, you know. This is not from God. Psychic or click, 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 you know. So, when you are doing this, you are thinking as the world think. When you are doing this, you know, you are thinking as the world think. Because when we are faithful to the Lord, nothing can happen to us. And it is Satan who is trying to infiltrate and influence your thinking. You already know from the teaching of my son Jesus that you will be able to discern my action by the fruit that they will produce. The gift of Holy Spirit produces fruit in our life. Master ourselves. Honesty. Endurance. Perseverance. And all the others. Fruit of peace. True love. You know, it was amazing because I was young and I can go everywhere. I don't know why. Probably that my mom has so much trust. But you know, I was not a man of curiosity. But in the same time, I was curious. But I know what it was good and what it was wrong. You know, all my friends used drug. I was the only one who's still alive. It's true. All my friends, you know, at the, when I was to the secondary school, they were, you know, everywhere. It was the best there, you know. It was when we passed for the coach, you know, to go to for the bus time. Thanks. And when we were there, you know, it was amazing. Just the clouds of drugs everywhere, you know. It was not permitted, but it was everywhere. So, almost all of them died around the year between 20 and 35 because of this. Honestly, I never test this thing because I know that it was evil. You know, between the 2 years, we have an organ. We call that brain. You know? We must use our brain. You know, some people, they know that it is dangerous and they do it. Example, we have a young a girl who jumped over, you know, this summer. You know the thing that you when you go for the ski and they bring you. And, you know, she have a cell phone and she want to show when she will drop, you know. She never imagined that downstairs we have no snow, it's rock. And she jumped, bang. Too late. She died immediately. But when they saw it on the phone, they realized that she was not understanding what she was doing. Brain! Because, you know, she saw so many using the same thing to put their life in danger and put that on video and put that on the... What is this... YouTube and the other things that everyone knows where you go to pee or not. Facebook. Hey, no. I am entering in the restaurant. I am sitting at the table. I am choosing the menu. What? You know? Eat a steak, but fish me life, you know. What does it mean? It means the dependency. They are no more thinking. I am reading the Bible for you. Yes, huh? Satan is trying to infiltrate and influence your thinking. You already know my teaching. You know the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and you know my care and my love. Yes, my children, the times are near and coming. Yes, the times are coming. But for you, it is imperative that you surrender everything, and particularly your thoughts, to my son Jesus. Surrender, it's not easy. You know, I pray over the people Can you pray for my wife? Can you pray for my husband? Can you pray for my children? Yes, I pray. 10 minutes after, Father, can I ask you something? Yes. Can you pray for my children? I said, I just lay my hands over you. Yes, but can you pray for my children? I said, brain! What you did before. I give them to the Lord. I give them my children. I give you my... 10 minutes after. I give you my... 10 minutes after. I give you my... So I give and I retract. I give and I retract. I give and I retract. You know? This is anxiety. When I give myself to the Lord, I surrender everything. You know? Yes. Everything. Now prepare yourself and be ready by praying, fasting, and acting with charity as my son taught you. The times that come are a time of hope. At the end, the triumph of my daughter Mary will be your father. And I will finish with that, you know. This is true. We are in the time of hope. A time of hope in when the enlightenment will come for the conscience, as a Pentecost will be upon the world. Many, many will come back to the Lord because they will understand. They will see their heart. They will see what was stupid. And they will see what is good for them. And they will realize how great is the heart of Jesus and how great that everything has made by him was a blessing for us. We have our last couplet. Did I respect the time?
Oh, yes, you have 4 minutes.
Ah, so I have a story. So together we will sing How Great the Heart. The last couplet. This is exactly the meaning. You know, it's in our faith. Huh? It's in our song. Everything that we proclaim together. When Christ will come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great the heart. On things my soul, my Savior, now to thee. How great the heart. How great the heart. Then sings my soul, my Savior, before I finish, for the Virgin Mary, and because she loved us, we will see what the angel had said to her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and bless everyone in your heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.